Hello, and welcome to the What's Next podcast. My name is Liz Smith, owner of Liz Smith Law, and on this show, I share conversations to investigate building and leaving your legacy, estate planning for young families, supporting aging loved ones and parents, and other topics around aging, death, and other life transitions that will affect each of us. This is your source for hard-to-find resources in Southeast Alaska and beyond. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to get each and every episode of our show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of What's Next, Navigating Life's Transitions in Southeast Alaska. This is a very, very different episode than usual. You are about to hear a legacy interview conversation that I had with my mother. We offer all of our estate planning clients a legacy interview, and we have different sets of interview questions that we use. I used one of our sets of questions for this conversation. We do it to help our clients pass on their stories for their family members, and we know that family members cherish these when someone passes away. This was a very different type of conversation since I was interviewing my own family member, but I really enjoyed it. I learned things I didn't know about my mom and her background, not to mention my own. It was also helpful to have the questions to help guide the conversation. Often our conversations are fleeting from one thing to the next, and we don't usually get deep in any sense of a conversation. This is shared with her permission, kind of feels like a funny thing to share, but why not? Warning for, I know we always like hearing stories, right, about other people. So here's a story. And warning for listeners, this episode may not be suitable for all ears due to language and talk of illegal activity. So you are forewarned, and here we go.
Where did you grow up?
Palo Alto, since I was 6.
Where were you before that?
Michigan and Cleveland for 6 months, I think. Okay. We went from Michigan to Cleveland for, I think, a few months. Then to Palo Alto.
And how or why did you end up in Palo Alto?
My father changed jobs, I believe, went to Lockheed.
Lockheed Martin?
Yeah. He was an engineer. Not the kind on a train.
And you were the only child in the family, right?
Yes.
Growing up?
Yes.
Okay. What are some of your favorite childhood memories?
Oh, wow. Going to Lake Mary in the Sierras. Going to Seattle to see my cousins. Going to San Francisco with my parents, although I got tired of that. I don't want to go. Going to the City of Paris at Christmas time with their giant tree. It was a huge, fancy department store, and the basement was all food, and that's where my father bought me a Napoleon. That's where I got hooked on Napoleons when I was a little kid. And they make them just right at the bakery here. I hadn't had one for 50 years, probably.
Was that, you said City of Paris, but was that a store?
That was the name of a store.
San Francisco?
Yeah. We used to go there every year at Christmas time, and there was a jewelry store called Gump's. That's where the crystal whale came from, and my father would get my mom, like, she has a real pretty stained glass charm on one of her bracelets. Came from there.
Did your mom work when you were a kid?
After I went to high school. Not when I was a kid. When I went to high school, she got a job selling cosmetics at Bullock's department store at Stanford. Because she used to work at Goodyear's before I was born in Michigan, I guess.
And did you, because I have a recollection that you were living in their home when I was a kid.
Yes.
But does that make any sense? You were.
When you were a kid in my parents' home, yeah.
Where were they?
Palo Alto.
Yeah, but did you live with them? No.
Well, after my father died, gave me an excuse to leave Ruth.
Oh.
Leave Bruce's apartment and go back to live with my mom.
How old was I then?
When my father died, you were only a year. It was just after you turned a year.
Okay.
Because I have him, or had him on videotape at your first birthday party.
Okay. So you had lived with my dad.
Just about a year. 2 years, I guess. I'm not real sure.
Were you living with him when you got pregnant?
Well, I don't think we were living together, although I was living, when I met him, I was living in the garage of a house on this little dead-end street with no sidewalks called Ellsworth Place. And he lived, he rented a room across the street. And I guess when I'd come home from work, worked at the yogurt shop, I would lift the garage door and I had a table and chairs. And I would sit there and have drinks. Smoke weed, I'm sure. Well, it wasn't legal, so, but we still smoked. And Bruce came over and we fell into bed pretty quick. And I don't know what happened, but we used to talk about having a kid. We both wanted a kid. Baby. You definitely were planned. I don't know if we had planned very well. But you were definitely wanted by both. So then we got an apartment. Oh, our first apartment was so gloomy and awful.
Wait, you said he was living across the street, though.
Oh, well,
did you just move in with him?
Or no. We both moved away from that street. And we got an apartment upstairs. And I just remember it was so depressing. It was a horrible place. I was pregnant. And then we moved to a different apartment, like right over the back fence or whatever. It was a duplex and a townhouse downstairs and upstairs. That was better. It wasn't so depressing at all. And I stayed there with him until my father died, and then it was a good excuse to.
Was he violent the whole?
No. Just one time he got mad at me, but no, he wasn't. He definitely had a temper, but he was. Violent.
And then you left him and went to live with your mom? Okay. That makes sense. And then you lived with her until she died, right? And then you moved to Oregon.
It was probably a little while. I don't know how long. I'd wanted to move up north for so long since I was a kid. And, you know, Shannon had moved to Corvallis. Gia had moved to Corvallis. My friend Kim from high school had moved to Everett, Washington. Well, I lived with her in 1980 up on Whidbey Island for a short time. Yeah, Beth told me when I moved up here, she said that you were going to forget about me. And I'm like, no, she's not. But, you know, I guess it looked like I left you behind. I don't think you felt that way, did you?
Mm.
Or did you? You probably did, and I didn't know it. All the drugging I was doing, I didn't
pay attention. Yeah, I don't know what I felt. But
I've been going to tell you, the reason I tell you I love you a lot, or at least, is because I don't remember ever hearing either one of my parents tell me they love me.
Really?
Ever. I thought, well, I'm going to tell her a lot, and hopefully I...
Did you think they resented you?
No.
Do you think they did love you, and just that wasn't their personality to tell you?
I guess. Yeah, I don't really know. But I didn't feel unloved, I don't think. I would think my mother would... Like, I remember at a birthday party, normally the birthday kid gets you know, to do the stuff first or get. And my mother was such a hostess that I came last at all the parties, mm-hmm. even my birthday party, mm-hmm. which kind of, yeah, it's like, what? But she was, I mean, I don't know. She was such a good hostess that. Mm-hmm. Look at these damn cats.
Did you guys ever get a custody agreement in court at all?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
No, in fact, you know, if what I was doing then, I mean, I was driving and drinking. I mean, with a drink in the car, bringing your friends home from school to play. I mean, nowadays, you would have been taken away from me, for sure.
If anyone knew.
If anyone knew, right, if they knew. I can't imagine I hid it that well, but I guess I did. Yeah, I guess I got pretty good at it.
What life lessons did you learn from your family?
I don't know.
None.
I don't know. Never thought of it that way, I guess.
Who would you consider to be your hero or role model?
You.
Aww.
Mick Jagger.
You have a half-sister that's your mom's daughter, right?
Yes.
When did you learn about her?
Well, that she was my half-sister. I knew she was my sister. But we were coming back from catechism one day. And my mother, we were, and I don't know why, she just all of a sudden said she was divorced. And I laughed, because I'm like, what are you talking, you know? I was at, like, in third grade, I think. I don't know why that sticks with me, third grade, but that's about right. And she said she was divorced, and I was like, what are you talking about? And I guess that's, she must have said that Beth had a different father. Thing was, we could never say Beth's name in front of my father. We couldn't have her to the house. She never came to our house. We would go to her house in Menlo Park, my mother and I. Visitor. We never said her name in front of my father. And then our cousins came from Seattle. And Margaret, this family I loved so much because there were five kids. And I was an only child and lonely as hell. And the mother of these five kids, Margaret, I real loud lady inside sometimes. Probably after a couple of drinks. But I loved her and she started talking about Beth at the dinner table with my father there. And I started freaking out in my head, you know, going, why is she bringing up? She can't talk about Beth in front of my father. I didn't know why. It was just the way it was. And then at some point, well, Beth was away in Germany with her husband. He had to go live in Germany for a year. He was a physicist, and they did an exchange, I guess. And she came back from Germany. Her house was rented out, so she had to stay with us, I guess. And one day, my mother was across next door visiting Mig, her friend. And I walked in the kitchen, and my father and my sister were kissing. And I was like, what the fuck? I've told you this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But is that why they couldn't talk about Beth? Because your mom knew that?
I think that was never explained to me. So that's something I have to... Maybe my mother didn't want to bring up her name to remind him that he likes her or something. I don't know. Beth told me that, oh, I would imagine your father will leave your mother now and then. Because she followed me back to my room. That. She followed me back to my room and said, well, I would imagine I will be with your father now. And that didn't. Oh, and then my father left for 2 weeks. And then he started calling my mother. And he took her to San Francisco for lunch. And the next thing I knew, he was back in the house.
Wait, so how old? But, okay. How old were you when you found out Beth was half-sister?
I think when my mother, it must have been when my mother said she was divorced.
How old were you?
I think I was in third grade.
Okay. And when did the cousin thing happen after that?
Yes.
Much after?
Would think that I would have a weird family.
Would think, Larissa?
Yeah.
I think most people do. We just hide it in our day-to-day society.
Yeah, well, it's not a memory I enjoy thinking of. Makes me mad at my sister, but that's all right. I mean,
let's switch gears. What do you think are, unless you wanted to say more?
No.
What do you think are the most significant changes that have occurred in society during your lifetime?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think? In society. This is shit I gotta think about, I think. Mm-hmm. Tough questions. Society. I don't know. That's too heavy for me. We gotta dumb it down.
This is also heavy, but it's probably good for me to know. If you went to your doctor today and he told you you had 2 weeks to live, is there anyone you would want to talk to?
Oh. Probably. Well. Anyone I would want to talk to. Well, I would probably call a few people you talk to. Like Kathy and Valerie. But you, but I don't think I need to say that.
If your cats outlive you, is there someone you can think of that you would want to care for them?
Mary and Charlotte could probably find them homes. They're quite knowledgeable on animals and placing them, and I think there's a chance Valerie would take one if their cat's no longer, but they have a cat right now. So I have no idea. That's probably a no on that. But
do you have a preference between burial and cremation?
No, I would imagine cremation would be easier. I just want to meet him. Please make sure I'm dead, dead, dead. And not just dead.
I know, you have a fear.
I have a terrible fear. I have a fear of waking up during surgery when your mind is awake, but you're not, and you can't tell them that you can feel everything. Have you heard of those cases? Oh, my God. They're few and far between, thank goodness. But make sure I'm dead.
Do you have any preferences about a service or who would be notified?
Just whoever, maybe whoever's in my phone. I don't need a service. You don't need people to waste their time to come and say nice things about me. Oh, Sigrid would be the one that would need to know. And I don't have her number in my phone. I have her address on envelopes all over the place. It looks like they added a word or a name to their road.
Shifting gears, but do you know where your grandparents came from?
My father's mother came from Poland. And I suppose his father stayed in or died in Poland. My mother's parents, all I know is she was from Michigan. Know nothing about her parents.
Was it your mom's parents that's the crap seeds?
Yeah.
Because that's why Beth talks about them.
Yeah, you can learn more about them from Beth.
And then your dad.
His last name. His last name was, I think, if I remember correctly, I saw it on, found it on his army papers. His last name was Grzyb, G-R-Z-Y-B. And he changed it to Gray in the military. Yep.
you interact with your dad's family very much? Did you know them?
No, when I was 7, we went to Massachusetts, and I met my grandmother, who only spoke Polish, and then my father's sister, my Aunt Alice, her husband Mike. And then I'm really confused, and I've thought about this a lot recently, because there's a guy on the news with the last name Malinowski from the East Coast. Malinowski, whatever. And that's their last name, and I think that could be the kid that was a little younger than me. That must have been, well, it could be Alice's, Aunt Alice's kids, my cousins. There was Tommy and somebody. But anyway, we went once. That's all I know of my father's
family. Anything else you want to share?
I think we covered more than usual.
Did you work? I remember you worked at the yogurt shop before I was born. Did you have another job?
I dreamt about the yogurt shop last night. First I worked at Jack in the Box for, I think, just a few months. They didn't like my bracelets, so I quit. I refused to take them off. And then I worked at McDonald's for $2.20 an hour for 2 years. And then Gia hired me for the yogurt shop. That's how I got into Yogurt Village. I even dreamt about the owner last night. Wow, that's a trip. Mm-hmm. I still dream about it once in a while. Yeah. She was the manager at the yogurt shop. She hired me to, I think, clean the yogurt machines. And then the owner hired I can't remember what you call it. Anyway, a boss type person, manager too. And she thought I'd make a good manager. She was wrong, but
you were a manager.
I was, yes. Cried. At least every other day. I get so upset. Paperwork. A lot of math. So in a way I enjoyed it because I felt like a big shot. You know, for me it was being manager was a big deal. No school or anything, so. But I think I worked there for 6 years. And then I'd already been to Washington. Because you were born while I worked at Yogurt Village. Mm-hmm. Remember cutting your head on a piece of plywood and I tried to duck you under and I missed. Your head got a little gouge in it. That was awful. Another time I was smoking a cigarette and went to pull up the pants. Bent down with a cigarette in my mouth. And it singed the top of your head, hair. I know, what an idiot. I was like, oh shit, Bruce is gonna kill me. It didn't show. It didn't hurt you. I didn't get your head, but boy, what a dumb move. I shouldn't have said that on tape, but here we are.
I'll cut it all out.
All right, and that's a wrap for the Legacy Interview episode. I hope you enjoyed listening. It was definitely hard for me at times, but I am very glad that I took the opportunity to do it. And I'm sure I will be even more glad later when she does pass away. All right, until next time, take care. That's all for this week. You can find show notes for this show and prior episodes and future episodes at lizsmithlaw.com. And if you're interested in scheduling a meeting with us to find out what your next step would be for your estate planning, visit us at bit.ly/mygiftfromlsl. Again, that's bit.ly/mygiftfromlsl. Or find the link at lizsmithlaw.com. We look forward to seeing you again right here, same place, same time, 2 weeks from now. Thank you so much.